California Governor Gray Davis announced today that the National Guard will join firefighting efforts against the wildfires in Southern California, which have already destroyed more than 800 homes and killed more than a dozen people. If you're near the path of the fire, we'd like to hear what's happening to you. Give us a call at 800-989-TALK. That's 800-989-8255. Joining us now from radio station KPBS, member station, we should say, KPBS in San Diego, is NPR Scott Horsley. Good to talk with you, Scott.
Good to be with you, Neil.
Have firefighters been able to report much progress today?
The fires in San Diego County, and there are three big ones here, are still very much out of control, and the fire officials say it will be several days before they can even really think about containment for these three fires. Within San Diego County, they've scorched more than 150,000 acres and destroyed upwards of 300 homes.
Now, what are the estimates on the numbers of houses lost?
Well, we've had about 160 homes destroyed within the city of San Diego, and then another 140-plus in the unincorporated areas of the county. It probably is worth noting, wildfires are not at all uncommon in San Diego this time of year when we often get these hot, dry Santa Ana winds. But this fire is certainly unusual in the way that it has burned right up into fairly densely populated communities. And, of course, that's why we're seeing such huge levels of damage. This is the worst fire San Diego's seen in more than three decades.
Now, you visited an evacuation center last night. Can you tell us a little bit about who was there?
These were people who had fled their homes rather unexpectedly in the path of the fire. They live in the more densely populated city of San Diego, most of them. And so I spoke to one woman who'd spent the morning reassuring nervous relatives in other parts of the country, "Don't worry about those fires you're seeing on TV. I'm okay." And then only to be forced to evacuate a short time later. It's always interesting to see what people have been able to bring with them. Some who really fled just ahead of the fire have nothing but the clothes on their backs and the sandals on their shoes. Some who have an hour's notice or so are able to assemble some important insurance papers and grab some family photographs off the walls and that sort of thing. And then there are a few folks who are very well prepared. They've got the car loaded down with a week's worth of spare clothes and maybe some groceries. And it was interesting last evening at this big city gym, which was one of many shelters that were opened. It was kind of a menagerie of household pets that had been brought along as well.
Now, as usual, there's going to be a lot of discussion about what caused the fires, and I understand that arson is suspected in a couple of cases, and how they could have been avoided or at least been a lot less intense. What are we likely to be hearing over the next couple of days?
Well, the catalyst for the biggest fire in San Diego County and the deadliest fire in San Diego County appears to have been a hunter who was separated from a companion and lit a signal fire. That seems to have been the immediate cause of what's being called the Cedar Fire in San Diego County. And that hunter, by the way, is now in Forest Service custody. But, of course, the conditions throughout San Diego County and indeed throughout Southern California were ripe for these bad fires because of those Santa Ana winds, which come through and first dry out all the brush so it's dry and ready to burn. And then once it gets going, the winds just fan the flames, so it's a kind of a double whammy. And then in parts of Southern California, not so much here in San Diego, but elsewhere in Southern California, as you mentioned, those bark beetles have killed a lot of the trees, and that just adds to the problem.
And, of course, there hasn't been much rain this summer.
No, we haven't had rain in San Diego in well over 100 days, and of course, this is not ordinarily the rainy season. This is a fairly normal pattern for this part of the country, both the dry summer and the Santa Ana winds this time of year. We wouldn't anticipate any serious rainfall in Southern California until maybe January.
Scott Horsley, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Neil.
NPR Scott Horsley with us from the studios of member station KPBS in San Diego. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And joining us now to talk a little bit more in depth about the bark beetle epidemic in Southern California, in fact, throughout the West, is Forest Service entomologist Kurt Allen. He's with us from his office in Rapid City, South Dakota. Nice of you to join us today.
Nice to be here.
What do the beetles do to the trees?
Well, basically, the bark beetles and throughout the West, basically every conifer species that we have out there has at least one, and in many cases more, species of bark beetles that attack it and kill the tree. They basically go through the bark and get in underneath the bark and reproduce and eat on the phloem, which is the living part of the tree right underneath the bark.
Well, as you mentioned, it's obviously not just in Southern California.
Sure.
Why is it such a big problem right now?
Well, you know, there's a lot of reasons for what we're seeing now, and it is very widespread across the West. Basically, I think that a lot of it comes down to the condition of the forest that we have right now out there. In many cases, we're looking at forests that are, you know, overstocked. There's more trees than have ever been there naturally or historically, and they're just having a real hard time surviving anyhow, and it makes for good habitat for these bark beetles.
What do they do that makes it easier for fire to spread?
Well, you know, like I said, they get in there. They basically kill the tree. kill the tree in a year after they attack it, and you know, then you're left with a tree that all the needles have turned red, and yet they're still up in the crown of the tree, and they'll hang on there in that state for quite a while, and so you have a lot of really dry, dead fuel up in the crowns of the trees, which can certainly cause the situation to get out of control a lot quicker.
Now, is this fire going to slow down the infestation at all?
Well, you know, that's sort of a double-edged sword. If a fire burns through and burns a tree that has bark beetles living in it now and maturing in it, it's going to kill those beetles. It certainly will kill some of their food resources, other green trees out in front of them. But on the other hand, there's a lot of the beetles out there that really thrive and really get going in partially burned trees or damaged trees. And so if there's a lot of that happening, certainly that could cause the bark beetle situation to actually get worse. So it could go either way.
So what's as you look ahead, what is it that's going to stop this cycle of infestation?
Well, you know, there's a number of things that happen. You know, in a lot of cases, especially with the big outbreaks and the sort of landscape scale outbreaks we're seeing now, in a lot of cases, it may come down to they just eat themselves out of house and home. They use up all or most of the really good forested areas, their good habitat. You know, certainly some weather factors could kick in, could really help. You know, if we get a little more moisture, get a little more rain, some cold periods early in the fall or in the spring can really help.
Or just wait it out.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's one. And you know, I mean, there are things we can do, you know, from a forest management perspective to try and get in there and slow it down a little, but right now we've got a lot of things rolling and they're going pretty good, so it's going to be tough.
Well, Kurt Allen, just another reason to root for some rain in Southern California.
You betcha.
Kurt Allen is an entomologist with the Forest Service. He joined us from their offices in Rapid City, South Dakota, and we thank him very much for his time today. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.